Public Schools Gender-Neutral Bathroom Closed After Student Arrest for Sexual Assault. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 3, 2020. An 18-year-old Wisconsin high school student was arrested Thursday for fourth-degree sexual assault, child enticement, and exposing his genitals to a child in the school's gender-neutral bathroom. According to VSAW TV, the Oneida County Sheriff's Office said Austin Sauer of Rhinelander High School in Wisconsin was arrested, but has not been charged. The sex of the child was not reported. State statute defines fourth-degree sexual assault as sexual contact with a person without the consent of that person. WOW News reported Sunday that Sauer was released on a $1,500 signature bond. Captain Terry Hook said the school's gender-neutral bathroom has been closed and an investigation is underway. Hook added the school did not send a message to parents since the alleged incident was isolated and Sauer had been removed from the school. The Christian Post observed that, in 2017, Family Research Council, FRC, gathered a list of over 20 circumstances of women's privacy being either assaulted or violated by biological men claiming to identify as women in public bathrooms. Transgender rights groups have urged school districts to authorize policies that allow biological males who identify as female to use girls' bathrooms in locker rooms, and vice versa. In addition, some companies, such as Target, and schools have initiated gender-neutral bathrooms, which allow either sex to use the same bathroom, despite concerns about privacy. The concerns with some of these policies, as FRC notes, is that sexual predators could exploit such laws by posing as transgendered in order to gain access to women and girls. Transgender activists have scoffed at these suggestions, essentially denying that such incidents even occur, wrote FRC, providing its list of publicly reported incidents in which men violated the privacy of women in bathrooms, locker rooms, and other private spaces, demonstrating that the concern about safety and privacy is legitimate. The policies are all based in transgender ideology that states gender identity supplants biological sex. In February, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco decided in Parents for Privacy v. Bar in favor of an Oregon public school district student safety plan that allows transgender students to use the bathrooms that correspond to their gender identity and rejects parent and student concerns about privacy. The student safety plan of the Dallas School District places a student's gender identity above biological sex and allows students who claim to be transgender to use the bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers that correspond to their gender identity. In May 2019, the Supreme Court declined to take up a case against transgender school policies.